what would you consider your last real accomplishment? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Something that I've always struggled with and loved about myself is my need to achieve things. Whether that's finishing a project or winning a competition, I love achievements. I love accomplishments, getting things done. But sometimes that gets in the way of me doing other things or resting or taking time to spend with God. Do you struggle with the same thing? Well, if so, I encourage you to stick around for today's Devo. It's called Real Accomplishments by Josiah Ising. When someone talks about their achievements in a video game, people who share their passion for gaming will often celebrate with them. But other people's reaction might just be to shrug and dismiss it based on the assumption that those types of accomplishments don't really matter. Often, the people who feel this way prefer to spend their time and energy on things such as their career, physical appearance, grades, or any number of other pursuits. But are any of those things really that much more valuable than video games? God placed in us a desire to achieve, a desire to work and to build and to strive for things. This is a good desire. But when sin entered the world, this desire was corrupted. Our work became tainted by our greed, pride, lust, vanity, and other sinful desires. And in the end, many of the accomplishments we work so hard for won't last. But the good news is, our work does not have to be meaningless. In Matthew 6, Jesus says the treasures we store up on earth will pass away, but the treasures we store up in heaven will last. He draws a clear distinction between earthly accomplishments and heavenly accomplishments. When we do the work of God's kingdom for His glory, we are storing up treasure in heaven. When our work flows from our love for God and for the people around us, we produce fruit that will last. It's not wrong to work hard to achieve things, but it's important to keep in mind the difference between storing up treasures on earth and storing up treasures in heaven. Remember, everything Jesus did, including His death and resurrection, flowed from His love for the Father and for us. If we know Jesus, His Holy Spirit lives in us, so we can love like Jesus loves as we work for God's glory. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. How can resting in Jesus' love for us affect the way we work and what we choose to work on? Our motivation for work becomes twisted when we get wrapped up in temporary created things and forget our eternal Creator. God is always working. He designed us to work, and He invites us to enjoy doing the good things He made us to do with Him. When Jesus returns, everyone who has put their trust in Him will live with Him forever, in the new heavens and even the new earth. And our work will no longer be tainted by sin. As you and I can read in Matthew 6:21, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew 6:19 through chapter 7, verse 12, Ecclesiastes 2:11, and Colossians 3:17 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you love today's Devo? Do you want more scripture to dive into today's topic a little bit deeper? Well, if so, I encourage you to download the Unlocked Devo app from any major Play Store. And in the question portion of today's Devo, you'll find verses that will help you dig deeper. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called "Changes Come, But God Doesn't Change," with yours truly. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.